$5,900, the current average price of an engagement ring. We did that survey earlier.
She better be worth it.
$5,900, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy money.
On average, that's just sounds
well, what is
a
yours?
Pricey.
Well, okay, Frugal Todd. Let's see.
What I knew a guy who knew a guy. So.
No. Wait a minute. You're joking.
I got a good deal.
You got a bargain on your engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Down on
I mean, it's not surprising.
I went down to Milk Street in Boston.
Uh-huh.
Down to the, you know.
At like the Diamond Zone?
There you go. And I knew a guy who knew a guy.
Did you buy it on the street or in a store?
No, it was in a back alley area.
No, seriously.
I'm being serious.
No, wait a minute.
I am being serious.
You bought your engagement ring in an alley?
No, but it was like there was a storefront, and then there was a room behind the storefront.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
You brought it from the back room.
I wonder if it's stolen. All these years she's been wearing a stolen ring.
I never asked any questions. I just cut a check.
How did we never
way.
Stumble upon this before?
Yeah,
wait a
know.
Minute. Wait a minute.
Right.
Todd got his engagement ring in a back room bargain.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel's feeling good right about now.
Right. Well, she probably already knows. Well, you were how old? She you were knows. Like, what, 20 or something?
I was 20.
Or no, you were out of college, right?
Yeah. I was like 26, maybe
still
or 5.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I was young.
Do you remember how much it was, or are we not allowed to?
No, I do. It was less than that 15. I want to say it was $4,000.
Oh, you so paid that's, $4,000?
Yeah. That's what, almost 20 years ago, 18,
yeah. Oh, that's
17
a lot.
Years ago?
I had to go to
Sadly,
the back room.
That guy's not around any longer.
Yeah,
I don't have a jewelry connection anymore.
When
what,
I got
what,
married,
what, get taken out by the competition.
Right. When I got married, I was working for this like company.
You were 18.
Okay, I was 18, and
you
I was working for
18.
I was in the complaints department of this company that provided like crap you buy in little stores, and and one of them was like wedding rings. So I bought our wedding rings through there. They weren't diamonds or anything. I think they were maybe $90.
What did they
I tried
have
to
a jewel?
Pawn them after they weren't even.
They
were like
worth
gold.
Anything?
I don't even know if they were real gold. I think they were real gold.
She's like they were ring
Fool's
pops
gold.
Actually, and I ate them before he proposed.
Yes.
That'd be Eva. Eva, who famously ate the edible underwear before she could take them home and put them on. True story, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, licorice laces on the side.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm 18. I can really only afford a ring pop. Yeah, it's really only the ring. There's no more pop. Sorry.
How does edible underwear work?
Oh, let me tell
like,
you.
How does it not melt? Is it chocolate?
No, it's like it's kind of like licorice
hold
material.
Hold on.
Oh, it's licorice. Okay.
I
get it.
I just want to clarify. We're explaining to Todd how edible underwear works.
I mean, I get the process. I know what you do.
The directions are in the title, Todd. The directions are in the title. It's underwear that you eat. Hopefully off of someone else. Because trust me, it's not worth getting for a snack.
Okay. All right.
You're better off getting a fruit roll up, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how it doesn't fall apart beforehand.
Well, it's not supposed to be made for like more than one wearing.
You don't wear it to work and then go home.
I mean, you don't put it through the washer.
No. You put it through your stomach. Mm. The licorice laces on the side were good. The rest, ugh.
Yours had laces?
Yeah, little laces that tie it on the side.
Did you get this at a candy store or at a sexy store?
Right.
Not at a candy store. They don't sell them.
So what's the rest of it made of? Then?
It's like a licorice material. So I don't know.
The whole
like,
thing is licorice.
Like, well, it's kind of that kind of material. Yeah.
There are people who used to listen to NPR and changed over for this. If it were NPR, it would be like the crinkle crinkle of the edible underwear shifted in the bed. As he ravenously approached her from the other room.
Hey, this is like a sexy novel.
Yeah.
With notes of chocolate and rose petals.
Eva, are you getting turned on?
A little.
He could, I don't know why I'm holding my hand up like it's a microphone.
Right.
I don't know.
That's why are you talking so sexy? Like so seductive?
Because I'm doing NPR that covers edible underwear.
Right. Wait, keep going.
The edible underwear had been made using fair trade ingredients in a small factory. Where a political brew threatened the future of production.
And somehow everybody is like turned on right now.
So I'm not. And Eva's like, I'm not turned on, but I am kind of hungry now.